Good morning. Yes, I'm back. In case you forgot, this is Debbie Brown, Ag and Natural Resources Educator for OSU Extension, Shelby County. I hadn't planned to be gone this long. Even when I've been out on vacation or sick leave, I've still tried to keep up with media reports. But a couple of weeks of opium meds kicked me totally off my game. 10 minutes in front of a computer screen made me so woozy I had to lie down for hours. It even took me another couple weeks to get the crap out of my system. Jeez, I don't know why anyone would take that stuff on purpose. The good news is the new knee is doing well. Oh, that and I'm pretty much out of the responsibility of doing barn chores. Sirloin went to the shop in April. Yes, I walked him through. Happy Meal would not get on the trailer that day, so he went a month later. Yeah, I was there to help load, but not in any condition to take him in. James bought a couple calves in early May, and the kids named these Bubba and White Chocolate. The two oldest take turns doing the feeding, which saves me a trip each morning and most evenings. I still manage the pasture, but that's an every 3 to 4 day job. Well, guys and gals, guess what? It's field day season. Yep, that time of year when we get to visit locations and operations and learn from the experts what's happening with weeds, insects, weather issues. Of course, there's always the opportunity to visit with other farmers from near and far to share stories of crop conditions and who's had the best year so far. Next week, Wednesday, July 12th, is the Weed Science Field Day at the Western Ag Research Station near South Charleston. Technically, reservations were requested by this past Wednesday to ensure enough food and handouts, but if you're interested, contact Bruce Ackley today to let him know you plan to attend. Ackley.19@osu.edu. That's Ackley, A-C-K-L-E-Y. This field day is primarily self-directed, with a chance to look at all the research being done by OSU on behalf of industry and university interests. The day runs from 9 to noon, followed by lunch for those who pre-register. The fee is $35. Now the following week, on Wednesday, July 19th, will be the Western Ag Research Station Field Day held at that same South Charleston location on State Route 41, south of Springfield. I haven't gotten much information on this event yet, but in the past it's been an all-day event from 9 to 3 with lunch, cost around $20. I've been there the last 5 years, and I can tell you, there's always something to learn. If you're interested in attending, contact Joe Davlin at davlin.1@osu.edu or call 937-462-8016. Well, OSU Extension in Mercer County is planning a hops field day for Thursday, July 20th. The day will begin at 10 a.m. in the Fort Recovery High School Ag Room with a presentation by Brad Burgerford from the OSU South Centers in Piketon, where they've been researching hops for a number of years. After that, the group will travel to a hops yard for some infield training. I hope to be getting some more information soon and will keep you posted. Now, not interested in farm-type field days but still want to learn? How about an afternoon spent at the Chadwick Arboretum in Columbus? On Sunday, July 23rd, the Arboretum will hold its annual open house from 1 to 4 p.m. at the site just north of the Ohio 4-H Center on Fred Taylor Drive, behind the Schottenstein Center. Chadwick Arboretum volunteers and staff will provide tours of the site as well as tours of the Encore Solar House. There will be fishing experts there to talk about the species of fish that are in the on-site catch-and-release pond, and lead-free sinkers will be distributed. In addition, a basket weaver will demonstrate his crafts among the willows, pollinator and bee experts will be on site to talk about habitat and what you can do to protect desired species in your own yard, and plein air artists will be sketching and painting at various locations. Franklin County Master Gardeners will answer your gardening questions, and there will also be root beer floats. Yes! Canoes will be available throughout the day. This free event is a restful way to spend a summer afternoon. Free parking will be adjacent to the site. So that's some of the fun stuff coming up. Of course, county fairs will be here before we know it, too. It never ends, does it? I'll do my best to keep you updated on upcoming OSU Extension events in the area and beyond. If you have any questions, please be sure to let me know. Brown.1522@osu.edu. Thanks. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.